Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 24th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians gear up for repatriation in Sudan. A former cannibal helps produce Bibles for Southeast Asia, and a missions partnership changes its name to fit its focus. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are hundreds of thousands of Sudanese refugees living outside the country. They've been displaced by years of civil war. The new peace accord may mean an infusion of people back into a country not ready for them. Jim Snyder is with the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries and says they're getting ready for it.
We have decided to work with our national church partners there to set up 5 key points where refugees that we anticipate will be repatriating into southern Sudan out of refugee camps in Kenya and Uganda.
These locations will allow EFCA to meet physical needs, but also their spiritual ones.
Every time that we have been involved with the Evangelical Free Church of Sudan, it's opened tremendous doors for us to be able to be involved in outreach and evangelism to people who up to now have been pretty much outside of the realm of the church.
Next, caught between the rebel Maoists and the government, Nepal's quest to emerge from instability has failed. Believers are often persecuted by both sides, even though the Constitution allows some religious freedom. Churches and property are frequently destroyed and threats are a part of life. Yet Farms International says evangelism and training are ongoing. They have 3 loan programs in the area which face some difficulty because of the restrictions on assembly and travel. Pray for the teams. You're listening to Mission Network News. His name is Ilicus. He's a former cannibal from a country in Southeast Asia. His cannibalistic way of life ended when he heard God's word in his own language. Brent Ropp with Wycliffe Associates says,
"This gentleman, however, has come to the Lord, and it was through the influence of Bible translators that came into his village when he first heard the message of the gospel in his own language. And that man, Ilicus, is today a pastor of several congregations in and around that area."
A translation center is being built to help facilitate more Bible translation. It'll help train Ilicus and others in translation, which is greatly needed.
In this particular area where this training center is being built, over 200 languages that do not have the scriptures in their own tongue.
Volunteer work teams are needed to finish the center, which also provide literacy and scripture use training. Elsewhere, Ramabai Mukti Mission has just launched an experimental community development project. It supports a new church plant in India. Mukti's David Scott says it's going to help those who are responding to the gospel in an extremely poor area. It also avoids accusations of buying new believers.
So what one of our staff came up with was this idea of buying each family a goat. After the goat has a baby, female goat in particular, they would give that goat back to Mukti. Be sort of like a revolving fund for the poor who have no income.
Scott calls this transition a very important time for their work.
Some of our other staff who have not known how to reach out in this kind of environment, they're wondering what to do. And so if this is successful, it can really be multiplied in other poor village areas where we're working. So we really need prayer that this would be successful, that people would be lifted out of poverty, and also, of course, spiritually, that they would grow.
And CB International is changing its face to fit a changing vision. On June 11th, they're changing the name to World Venture. It's a name that underscores their international partnerships and conveys their excitement of the Great Commission purpose. That means a redesigned website that will launch at the same time at worldventure.com. Through it, people can catch their passion for evangelism, church planning, leadership training, and compassion ministries. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.